Now, Diana O'Carroll is here, and she's going to tell us whether burning your lunch can turn it into its low-calorie counterpart. So, Diana, what's all this about taking char grilling to the max?
Hello. Well, we're going to do a bit of a volcanic experiment inside an oven this week. So we've got some molten lava pizza.
Hi, I'm Alan Wensky from Berkeley, California. And my question is one regarding pizza. Recently, a friend of mine was telling me about a pizza that he burned to the point of becoming a charred husk 10 times smaller than the original. At that point, I realized that this pizza had now become a very low-calorie alternative to its former self. This led me to wonder whether all types of cooking result in loss of calories as well. For instance, does a perfectly cooked egg or piece of toast also have less calories than the original?
So, can reducing the size of your pizza through incineration actually cut down on its energy?
Hi, I'm John Fry. I'm a food scientist and a chemist, and my specialty is low-calorie foods and drinks. Well, burning the pizza will certainly reduce its energy content because some of the energy that you might otherwise have digested and turned into you goes up in flames and smoke. So the black carbon that's left after you've burnt the pizza has got a lot less energy in it than the original. Other cooking processes also cause loss of fat. Roasting a joint of meat is a good example. But it's also common to rescue the fat and meat juices that drip from the joint for use in gravy, or that great staple of my youth, bread and dripping. But cooking can also directly increase the energy content of food by making it more digestible. Starch, in particular, is made more easy to digest by cooking it. Starch crops up as small, tight granules in many cereals, vegetables, and fruits. Humans are thought to find it easier to digest starch once these granules have been burst open and the starch released in a gelatinized form by cooking. In short, cooking can increase or reduce the energy content of a food, depending what you do. But if you want to eat fewer calories, then consuming less food is preferable to incinerating your pizza. Burnt food may have fewer calories, but it also contains a lot of very toxic materials created by excessive heat, and it doesn't taste that great.
Sadly, the O'Carroll burnt pizza diet will not be in press anytime soon, as extreme baking will only remove water and a small amount of fat. It may also be the case that the starch in the pizza dough will become more calorific as cooking makes it easier for your body to absorb the carbohydrates. Well, that's before it becomes burned to a crisp. On our forum, both Neil P. and Jay Petruccelli describe the carcinogenic effects of food burning. So next week, let's look at a little more in the way of heartburn.
Hi, I'm Becky from Bishop Stortford, and my question is, as lightning can strike in the same place twice, if you get struck by lightning and it stops your heart, and then they get struck by it again, would it restart your heart?
And from lightning defibrillators to seeing the pretty colours, I'll be finding out about copper.
Hello, my name is Vivian. I'm calling from Adelaide in South Australia. And my question is, why is copper the metal, copper in colour, yet when in solution with copper sulfate, it's blue, and copper carbonate, it's coloured, and when you do a flame test, it's actually green?
So can two strikes of lightning be a lucky event? And why is copper such a colourful metal in its various forms? Send your answers to me at questionofthe@thenakedscientist.com or write it all in our fabulous discussion forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you, Diana. You have to be pretty unlucky to get hit by lightning twice. Someone's trying to tell you something if that happens.
I think so. Don't play golf.
Funnily enough, the guy who was the chief executive of PowerGen when it existed, the motto of PowerGen is generating power whatever the weather. He was on the golf course and he got hit by lightning.
Ouch.
Don't know if he had an umbrella or not, though.
Laying the facts bare, the Naked Scientists.